Hello again, this is Alex Popov from Starboard TCN Worldwide Commercial Real Estate, coming to you from San Francisco, California. And today's podcast on November 3rd, 2005 includes Ross Ford. Ross is the president of TCN Worldwide Commercial Real Estate. And Ross, thank you for actually being on the phone with us today. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you, Alex. It's my pleasure.
So, Ross, I'd like to talk a little bit about TCN. TCN is the commercial network, and for those of you not in the industry, can you give a little background and talk about what the network is?
Absolutely. TCN was incorporated in 1989. It had existed in a loose format for some time before that. We're effectively a consortium of independent commercial real estate firms around the world. Specifically, what we do is we look to partner with the strongest and most capable firms in each marketplace that we go into. And obviously, certainly it's partly also a cultural fit, because all of our firms are, you know, very entrepreneurial, deeply rooted in their own communities, and for a variety of reasons really want to maintain that independence that they've earned so well by building their own businesses.
Yeah, I'd have to speak to that in terms of just being a part of Starboard in the network. Starboard is a very successful local office, and a lot of the top talent in the city actually is at the office, and I think that's true for a lot of the other offices around the network. It's that the independents that are very talented and know their local markets go off, start their own office, and then now the TCN is able to network those different offices. How many offices and how many agents are throughout the network?
Well, we have 68 individual offices that are spread out, and those offices are really identified by specific firms, not unlike Starboard in the San Francisco marketplace. And those firms, on an aggregated basis, cover a little over 200 different specific markets around the world. So, for instance, in San Francisco, you have not only the San Francisco marketplace, but then you also have East Bay, and we have firms that surround around that, including going east outside of Oakland and going north and so on. So you cover a little over 200 markets. We've got about 1,300 brokers and salespeople that are working in those various offices around the world. And, of course, then quite a number of individuals that are supporting their efforts and making sure that they've got the local market knowledge and the tools and the resources to be able to serve their clients.
Yeah, just from my own personal experience, being here in downtown San Francisco, I worked with our sister office in San Jose. There was actually a technology firm looking for a sales office up here, and they contacted us. We were able to discuss the client's needs, their background, that type of thing. It was very seamless, and we were able to provide a new sales office here in downtown San Francisco for a company who actually was based in San Jose. And that's actually, even though that is the Bay Area, there are two distinct separate markets between the San Jose area and San Francisco. So could you also tell me, just from an international standpoint, where the offices are internationally?
Well, we have offices in Seoul, South Korea, and Beijing, Australia. We're in the process right now of bringing on a new group in Taiwan. And at the same time, we have out of a base office in London, and then branch offices both in France as well as in Germany, covered most of Europe out of that structure. We felt very strongly that in serving the European marketplace and the proximity that those countries have with each other, that the most effective way for us to do it was to partner with an extremely strong firm in Europe and then allow them to be able to grow and expand and serve clients throughout the European area. And in fact, exchanged emails this morning with Douglas Blouston, who is the president and CEO of Cyril Leonard, which is that firm that's based out of London and has those offices in France and Germany. And he was recounting to me how they currently are also doing an awful lot of work in Russia at the moment, as well as in other countries throughout Europe, and that their business has been expanding, and they're probably going to have to take a look at opening some additional offices in the next year or two.
it's just amazing how small the world's coming, really, and how consistent real estate markets, in terms of the needs, the need for office, the need for specific use of properties, and so forth, and technology and networks like TCN allow global reach. And so further about that, if I'm a company here in San Francisco, let's say, and I'm growing very rapidly, I'm a technology company. I understand that there's world markets out there. I might need offices throughout the country here domestically and also, let's say, in Europe and Asia. How would I use the TCN network or how would the TCN network be able to help me as a new company and a growing company here in San Francisco open up those other offices?
Well, I think the first key to an organization like ours is that the initial contact generally and the control of your needs, you know, the information that you need to have gathered, whether it's transaction activity throughout the world, whether it's just getting information on the front end to know, gee, where should we be looking to grow and expand, you can do that right there from San Francisco. That by contacting any one of the firms that is a part of our organization, we only have one firm per market. So, for instance, as you had pointed out, while we do have a firm in Silicon Valley, which is Wayne Mace's organization, that there in downtown San Francisco, that would be Starboard. And you can contact the Starboard office and talk with any of the individuals there and say, this is who we are. This is what our needs are. Can you help us to chart a course or to gather the initial information for, and it could be New York, London, Beijing, Sydney, Australia, whatever the case may be, and they will be able, by reaching out and talking to their peers in those other markets, be able to gather that information and bring it back to you in a format that fits your needs. So there's a geographic proximity in terms of our individual clients that we feel is very important, and a relationship that's able to be built between the individual that's providing the service on our end and the needs of the client. So that aspect of that relationship is key. Absent that, there certainly is no difficulty. You know, that phone call could just as easily come in here to our corporate headquarters, and then we can make the contact for you within your own marketplace and make sure that the right individual is the person that you meet with.
So it really sounds like the TCN is really bringing a network of local expertise into a connected ability to be able to provide services for any need that originates in any one office.
Absolutely. And in fact, I stepped into this role just about 6 years ago. And at that point in time, the drums were beating, if you will, that the independent, strong local commercial real estate firm was going to be pressed out of business, that the globalization of business was going to require the use of large monolithic firms as opposed to entrepreneurial independent firms in given markets. What we found and what we believed then was that, in fact, the need for local knowledge, the need to be able to nurture and build those relationships and the trust, and then the ability to deliver the service in all of the locales was actually more important than a large corporate structure to be able to make that happen. And in fact, fortunately, our view and our belief has been borne out to be true. In fact, what's happened is that the technology and the resources and the tools that are available have actually virtually wiped out the barriers to entry within our business. And so we were very well positioned, having already built relationships with firms like Starboard that were leaders in their individual marketplaces, that we were able to leverage the strength of all of those independent firms, as well as the additional resources and tools and knowledge that the tech boom provided to us, and be able to deliver those to our clients. So in this mix over the last 6 years, what we found is that firms like ours are actually recruiting and retaining the very best transaction specialists within the industry, and at the same time are able to stay closely connected and linked to their local marketplaces and their local clients. So we've been very fortunate in that regard.
Yeah, I'm an entrepreneur by nature, and I've started businesses in the past, and I find that the people that I speak with throughout the network have the same thinking and mentality. They're independent, they're creative, they're outgoing, and it's really nice to have that type of persona sort of permeate the network. As the president of a commercial real estate network, what's your future of the markets in commercial real estate? Is there a bubble? There's some talk about a bubble, and what do you see?
Well, I don't think that I wouldn't jump into the band group that says that they see a bubble. I think that on a global basis, the overall economic health, if you will, both domestically here in the United States as well as around the world, generally really is quite good. We're in the midst of a moderate growth cycle. We have seen a certain amount of activity, in any small measure really motivated by interest rates and the spreads that are available right now that have driven up some prices, but it's in no way reached the point where what we have is overbuilding and a large amount of vacant space about to hit the market in any specific cities. And so I think that really we have a fairly safe, positive environment overall in terms of business growth. I think the opportunities, both from a career standpoint within commercial real estate, as well as for investors, as well as for tenants, in terms of being able to find the right location at the right price, all of those pieces are in place. And I don't think there's any question that the market should continue for the next 12 months or so without any really significant disruption, if you will, of any case. At the same time, I can also, with a certain degree of confidence, say I'm fourth generation in my family in the commercial real estate business, and this business is cyclical, and it will be cyclical in the future.
Yeah, it seems like just as a market, their markets have cycles, and being a part of the dot-com boom and bust here in San Francisco, we've definitely seen some of both extremes, and we're seeing a tightening here in San Francisco, but I'd have to agree with you regarding your statements, just in terms of where we're at with it.
And I would point out from a local perspective, San Francisco in that regard is somewhat of a unique market. The vast majority of marketplaces around the world are not boom and bust cycles to the same degree that San Francisco is, and that's partly because of that entrepreneurial spirit and rapid growth, and then the retraction that follows that, and then the rapid growth occurs again. Most of the marketplaces around the world are much more slow and steady. They don't see the benefit of the huge peaks that San Francisco gets to benefit from, but nor do they have to go through the difficulties of the valleys.
Yeah, we have the good consistency when it comes to weather, but when it comes to commercial real estate cycles, we definitely have the peaks and valleys. So let's speak a little bit. If I'm an independent commercial real estate office in a particular market and I'm successful and so forth, why would I want to join the TCN network? What's in it for me? How does it work? So forth and so forth.
Well, the truth is our value proposition has two sides to it. And we've talked initially in this about the first side of it. And that first side is the ability for any firm and its representatives to serve their clients on a global basis. So clearly, if I have a successful brokerage firm, and at the moment, for instance, let's pick Minneapolis, because we're in the process right now of interviewing firms in the Minneapolis marketplace. If I have a successful brokerage firm in Minneapolis, and I have my brokers and salespeople are out and have client relationships, and those clients need service outside of my marketplace, I need to have a way to deliver for those clients. I need that because I need to satisfy my own brokers. And we've talked a little already about how that process works. The other side of our value proposition as a business is that we offer quite a lot of tools and resources to both the brokers as well as the brokerage firms to allow them to be more successful in San Francisco or, as I just mentioned, in Minneapolis. And a couple of things. One that would be right at the top of the list is that the ability for the owners and the brokers of those firms to meet and learn from their peers around the world gives them an opportunity to do a better job for their own clients and in their own markets. So it would, without a doubt, one of the watchwords or guidelines of our organization is that we give tools and assistance to help our members win their first sale. And their first sale is getting hired. After that, then they need to deliver for their client. We give them resources to be able to help them to get hired. The next one is that many individuals in markets, and I'm sure they're in San Francisco, in a whole host of different careers, all have what you would call lead networking, whether it's a lunch group or a breakfast group, where salespeople get together and they trade opportunities for business. Well, effectively what we've done is we've taken that same concept and we put it on steroids, if you will, and now you've got 1,300 individuals doing that, all linked together electronically with the ability to ask each other for help at any given time. How can I'm trying to do business with XYZ. Does anybody have a relationship with them? And when you look at 1,300 individuals doing this business on a global basis, 9 times out of 10, we find a connection point that helps you to get hired.
Yeah, it's really been an amazing aspect from that standpoint. I've seen a lot of the communications that go out throughout the network, being on the email list from the TCN Worldwide website, and also not only asking for help. I'd like to make the statement that just I've been surprised by what was presented to me that I didn't even know about, and whether it's through email or the TCN regional meetings and so forth, people will bring up issues that actually give me some creative ideas and some ways to approach it, not only my tenant clients, but the various ownership groups and clients that I have in that area too. So there's definitely value from that, but at the same time, we retain the independence and entrepreneurial nature and so
forth. Absolutely. We spend quite a lot of time and resources on education, on making best-in-class materials available. We're in the process right now of putting together some power buying type agreements that allow those brokerage firms to hopefully be able to maintain or control their operating cost structure a little bit. But as an organization, as I pointed out, really we look at this from two different platforms. Effectively in this organization, I have one client, and my client is the brokerage firms that are a part of TCN Worldwide. And then through them, we obviously help them to serve their clients. But we don't mix the two together. We make sure that the mission of TCN as a corporate headquarters is to serve the firms that are a part of it.
Excellent. So what are your predictions for 2006? We're here at the 60 days before the end of the year. And what do you see next year?
Well, I think first off, I'm very happy to say that we're going to finish out our year on a positive note. I think that we surveyed all of our members a couple of months ago, and almost all of them were reporting. In fact, all of them reported an expectation that they would be profitable again this year. They were all profitable the year before. And most of them also reported that they'd had an increase in their market share. So from a TCN perspective, our view is that this year will continue the rebound or the steady growth, if you will, on the commercial real estate side. And I think that as I mentioned before, that really looking into 2006, we expect it to continue. I think that there probably will in this process be some moderation of the amount of capital flowing into the investment market in terms of commercial real estate. So I'm hopeful that we're going to see some stabilization in terms of the rise in prices. I don't really see it falling backward, except maybe in a couple of markets where it's gotten a little out of control. But generally, I think that we'll see that continue at a nice steady pace. So I would say that my outlook for 2006 is extremely positive. I think that a stable hand in terms of the Fed and barring any unforeseen and hopefully avoided catastrophes, whether man-made or natural, that we're going to be able to look forward to a very successful year in 2006 and a continued rebound as well in the stock market.
Definitely exciting times. Well, Ross, that's going to be it for today. I thank you for joining us on this podcast. Starboard has led a lot of the technology firsts in commercial real estate. We had the first commercial website. We had the first commercial blog, and now we have the first commercial podcast. And, being able to talk about to people like you and put it up on the website and let other people in the industry hear about it is definitely a wonderful thing. It's exciting times, and thank you very much for joining us on this podcast today.
Alex, thank you very much, and I want to echo that it is our privilege to have Starboard as a member of our organization, and from the very first meeting that they attended, they have been at the forefront and a leader in terms of technology and resources within the commercial real estate industry, and we're fortunate that in many cases our members have been able to benefit first.
Wonderful.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you. Again, that's Starboard, TCN Worldwide Commercial Real Estate Podcast, coming to you from downtown San Francisco. Thanks again. We'll come back at you soon.